All right, welcome into Schizophrenic Music. This is Craig, and it is Tuesday. It is time for another Tuesday Triple Play. Today I've got a couple of newer artists for you, both of which actually just released their debut albums. And then I'll cap things off with a band I rediscovered this year that goes back to the mid-90s. So let's kick things off with a band from LA that falls into that category that pretty much hits the spot for me at any time, and that's Instrumental Soul. The band is called The Rugged Nuggets, and if I were to ask you what label they were on, you'd probably only need one guess. That's right, Coal Mine Records has done it yet again. Now, the band released a 45 a couple years back, I think, for a song called Rugged Walk, and I've been eagerly awaiting a full-length album ever since. But that wait is finally over, as they just released the album Odds and Ends, a killer collection of what's been tabbed as cinematic soul on Discogs. That would be the second time I've heard that reference. The first being L. Michael's Affair, if you recall. And in both cases, the music just slays. So good. Check out the song Last Night's Business and see if you agree. Once again, that was The Rugged Nuggets with Last Night's Business, which comes from their debut album, Odds and Ends. Just released a couple of weeks back. So glad to see it finally released, and definitely worth the wait too. If you're a record collector, I highly encourage picking this one up. Sounds awesome on wax. And I think Coal Mine might still have a couple of their exclusive copies on red vinyl. So go check them out at coalminerecords.com. Coal Mine spelled C-O-L-E-M-I-N-E. Okay, I'll stop plugging Coal Mine for now. I swear I'm not being paid by them. They probably don't even know I exist. But anyway, my next selection also falls into a sweet spot category for me. And they're actually from an area that gets referenced a good bit on this podcast, at least when Sean joins in. So the band is called Blunt Bangs, and they're from Athens, Georgia. Now, this band is considered a bit of an indie rock supergroup of sorts. You've got members from bands like Black Kids, Woods, The Cadets, just to name a few. But I think their overall sound is rooted in power pop, especially 90s power pop. So yeah, their debut album, which is called Proper Smoker, is right up my alley. 10 songs totaling about 30 minutes with zero filler. Let me give you a taste of the smoke here with a song called Decide. You know, it's a quick blast, so don't blink. Once again, from Blunt Bangs, here is Decide. See, I told you it was quick. That was Blunt Bangs with Decide from their debut album Proper Smoker. I put this one up there with another gem from last year, that being Super Crush with their album Soda Pop, which is also steeped in 90s era power pop. So happy to have discovered this band, which I got from allmusic.com, who to me was really spot on with their comparisons to Teenage Fan Club and Superchunk. The vocals on this particular track really remind me of Mac McCann from Superchunk. Sidebar, I swear if a band has super in their name, I'm almost guaranteed to love it. Anyway, I love Blunt Bangs. I love this album, and I plan on following them for hopefully years to come. And you should too. Okay, so let's cap things off with a band that's released a double album back in July, but I did not really notice it until here recently. And the minute I saw it, I was like, oh man, I used to love these guys. What was the name of that album that I wore out? Well, the band is called The Orange Peels, and the album that I wore out is called Circling the Sun, which was released back in 2005. And this thing was sunny California personified, just perfection, and also power pop. You can definitely tell where my allegiance lie, huh? And the band, once again, goes back further than that. Their debut album was actually released in 97. So fast forward to now, and you have their latest album, which is their eighth studio album called Celebrate the Moments of Your Life. And once again, this is a double album, but it's a much more expansive version of what I remember the band sounding like. It has those power pop elements for sure, but they explore other avenues as well. It's orchestral at times, sometimes kind of hazy and dreamy, and there are even moments where they dabble in some art pop too, but it's wonderfully blended together and very cohesive as an album, especially for one that eclipses the hour mark. So finding the perfect sample song might not be possible, but I'll give it a shot. I'm going to play you a song called Birds Are Louder. Check it out and see what you think.
We'll be right back.
Ah, there was a little bit of that dreaminess I was talking about. Once again, that was the Orange Peels with the song called Birds Are Louder, and that comes from their latest release, Celebrate the Moments of Your Life. Just a fantastic album from a band I have no clue slipped out of my view. I honestly lost track in the late aughts, and they have four albums in addition to this since that are all fantastic. So highly recommend checking them out. And hopefully you found something there you like, you want to dive a little bit deeper into. As always, we will have links on the website for you to check stuff out. And you made it to this point, so I've got to thank you so much for listening in. Can't thank you enough. And wherever you do listen in, give us a comment. Tell us what you think. We love your feedback. If you get an opportunity to subscribe, like, follow, all those fun things, please do so. But once again, thanks so much for listening in. And until next time, take care.